just thank you for today. We come to your word. Open our minds and our hearts, Lord, that we may be able to receive it, may be able to put it, Lord, to work for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been looking at God's fighting instruction for the fight of faith that we have. And the first thing is those instructions is be strong in the Lord. We have to learn not to depend on our own strength, but to depend on God's strength. And to depend on God's strength means, you know, we had to go to Him to receive it, because, in a way, we had to connect with Him to be able to receive Him. We saw that, some people use these scriptures, and they make it a formula. There's something that they pray, like one of these prayers that they pray all the time. This scripture is not a formula to pray. This scripture is an understanding that we have to have so that we actually do something with it. It's an attitude that we have to have in ourselves. It's no use to say the words. And it's really not something that we do even in prayer. See, the battle is not, people talk about spiritual warfare, that they do spiritual warfare in prayer. Well, that's not the time the battle is on. When you are in prayer is when you receive from God, not when you are fighting the enemy. When you are fighting the enemy is when you are in the field, when you are in the world, you are walking in the world, because that's where you are attacked. That's where the darts come to you. It's not when you are there. This is just, there is where you're dealing with, the battle is not in your mind the way they people say. The battle is in the world you are in, in the circumstances you are in. Your mind is where you have to work on. But the real things that come to you is not in your mind, it's because of the things that you are exposed to. Do you hear what I'm saying? You see, if you are there, locked up in a room and doing nothing, there's not much of a battle going on, unless you want to be there thinking about the wrong stuff. It's the stuff that comes from the world that attacks you. That's where the enemy uses the things that you are exposed to produce these things. What people say, what people do, the things that you have to deal with in the world, that's the stuff that is going to affect you, and these are the darts that the enemy is going to throw at you. If you are a believer and your mind is based and connected to God, your thought that you're going to have are going to be God thoughts. You're going to have not God thoughts when you start listening to other people and you start being exposed to the stuff that is going around. That's where really the attack is. And that's what makes the difference. You see, you can have the greatest revelation here in church, or the greatest time and blessing when you are praying. If you don't do something with this when you are walking in the world, you are not going to be victorious. And this is what many Christians unfortunately do. They go to church, they have a blessing, they go out, and they're at the same place that they were before. There is something wrong with that experience. Do you understand what I'm saying? This, unfortunately, is what most of the people do, and this is not an indication that the power of God is in them. You see, you don't need to go to church to have the power of God. The power of God is in you because He is living in you. It says the Holy Spirit, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So where you go, the Holy Spirit goes. Where you go, the anointing of God goes. Because the Spirit of God is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You don't need to be there spending hours in prayer to get the anointing of God. If that's the case, that means there is a problem with your experience. You see, is God outside, not God inside? Jesus came to be in us, not someplace. And if he's in us, there must be some impact, some consequences of the fact that God is in us. You don't need to go someplace to connect with God. But lots of people don't even, you know, cannot be with themselves because they have not got the understanding or whatever it is. I don't know, but it's certainly not what the experience of God wants us to have. He lives in us. Emmanuel means not someplace, it's right here. And if we don't feel it, it's because we got the problem. If we don't experience it, it's because we are separating ourselves from him. Whatever it is, we don't need to have great sins to separate ourselves from God. You just need to have the wrong thinking. You have just to think about it. You have to go to somebody to get anointed. You have to be in some place. God doesn't dwell in places anymore. Hello? That's Old Testament ideas and experiences. Thank God we are not in the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament. And we have to start living according to New Testament standards, to New Testament experience. They didn't have the infilling of the Holy Spirit. They weren't born again. They got nothing compared to us. Hello? I mean, we have everything that you need ever. All things for life and godliness. What else is left there? Tell me. But we have to realize that. And we start living according to that principle. See, we have to believe as our mind has to be changed. See, our heart doesn't need to be changed. He said, I will give you a new heart. Hello? You don't need the law because it's not that you're going to do whatever you want to do. It's because the law is written in you. You are much better than the law, what is written in you. It's going to be much more demanding if you want. It's not loose. Some people say this day. You know, God in you is going to act, make you act like Jesus. Why? Because the Spirit of Christ is in you. No act religious. That's what makes all the difference. That's what, releases the power that is there. It's his power. It's his authority. We've been talking about authority. It's important to understand. You know, the Bible is not just for your information. You know, people just like to be informed. Well, I don't care if you're informed. You know, if you're informed and you don't do what the information is, you are in trouble. Is for your application, not for your information. Well, the transformation comes when you start applying it. Okay, so the idea is this, that you have to really start using, doing what the word says. Otherwise, you know, you can be there and getting nowhere. So, we saw the way the enemy attacks you. The point is what I want to realize that God expects us to have victory, not defeat. Wants us to be victorious, wants to be successful in the things we do. He wants us to overcome. We have to, you know, we have to put the enemy under our feet. This is the plan. But it's not going to happen if you think that somebody, you have to go somewhere else. It's you that to do it. You know, I know that it's not just here, but everywhere. You know, the truth can be said, the word can be preached, and a very small number of people actually do anything with it. It's a very small percentage of victory. Shouldn't be so, but that's the truth. And there are reasons for that. You see, everybody can quote scripture, but the fact that they can quote scripture doesn't mean that they have victory at all. Only a very small number of people is successful in applying the word and achieving the result, achieving the promises of God. Should not be so, but that's the truth. And there are reasons. And Jesus said why. So we are going to see what the word of God says. But really we have to understand that the scripture, the thing is not formulas. It's not just something that you have to repeat. It's something you have to live. It's something you have to apply to your life. If you do not apply to your life, there are consequences. When you know the truth and you don't do something with the truth that you know, you end up getting messed up and not helped. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 14, Jesus said something. And it is important that we understand and we connect with that. He's talking about some people, and we can see what kind of people. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, seeing you shall see and not perceive. And this is, this is the problem. You see, this is the problem with people. You know, the people that hear the word, people that listen, they even can quote scripture and can do everything, but they actually are not getting the result that the word of God says is because they hear, but they don't hear, they see it, but they don't see. They're blinded. Okay, there is something at the spiritual level that they have to get, and sometimes you have to listen to the word a few times and read to the word, meditate on it before you say, oh yeah, I got it now. But up to that moment, it was just physical sound. There was no reflection in the heart level. Okay? So Jesus after says, explained why. For their heart, the heart of these people have grown dull. The word there could be also translated either callous or stupid or whatever you want to do, or fat. It's just whatever you want to translate. The fact is their heart is become insensitive to what they are hearing and to what they are seeing or what is being said. See, their ears are hard of hearing and their eyes have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and they shall understand with their hearts, which is the key, and turn so that I should heal them. You see, the impact, the final impact, is really that when we really hear the word, when we really see what it's saying, there has to be, and there is something in our life that doesn't fit with that, there has to be a turnaround. And this is a decision. It's not just repentance, it's something go around crying about it. It's a question of realizing, well, I'm wrong here, and I had to do this instead of that, and I'm willing to do that. You can cry all your life and do nothing with it and not turn around doesn't make any difference, and you are not going to have any power. There's not going to be no victory in your life. Okay? If you want the victory, you have to apply the word. You have to do what the word says. Otherwise, what happens, you become callous. You become insensitive. And the word is going to, instead of helping you, is going to make you insensitive to what God can do in you, and so you end up not be able, you are reading it and doesn't do anything and puts you in a state of even more than confusion. You are in a bubble of lies, of deception. Okay. See, that instead, when we start understanding, and then after we understanding, we put it to work, then we should be healed. So I should heal them. So the healing them, you know, the healing is making whole. It's not just physical healing. It is talking about the whole process of salvation, which has to do with making you able to manifest what God has done for you. Then goes on to say, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, the many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see, and do not see it, did not see it, and hear what you hear, and did not hear it. See, here he's referring to the people in the Old Testament. I mean, that they did not, weren't able to get. Doesn't matter how anointed they were. I showed you the scripture before. You know, even the least in the kingdom of God, even the least born again believer is more than the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. So the idea is that, you know, what we have in this earthen vessel is beyond any imagination. But, you know, it's not just a theological statement. It's not just something that we can go around and say, well, you know, I'm so fantastic. No, how fantastic you are is demonstrated by you, what you're doing. Because that is the manifestation of what took place inside you. See, it's not just revelation, it's just the fact, as I said, it's not for information, it's for application. You start applying the word of God, and then you start getting the results. Otherwise, you cannot understand even. And you become even dull to even be able to hear and understand anymore. But the more you do what the word of God says, the more you are going to be able to understand and to perceive. So that's why, you know, number one, we had to be applying it, and number two, we had to be listening, be open, receive. And so sometimes involves listening. The more time you listen to that, the more time you hear the word, the more you become able to hear what it says. If you have been with the Lord for some time, you know pretty well that at the beginning you would get that much. Now, you know, if you've been following and doing what he says, you get that much. And the more time goes by, you know, I've been in the Lord for 40 years, and, you know, I get more now than I ever got before. Why? Because I've been working with it. I've been letting it change me. So the more I change, the more experience I have, the more I can connect and understand what God is saying. So, the problem about this is really that we hear but not appropriating what God has told us or what God says, his promises and everything else, because we do not do what it says. Okay. So, for example, and this is, you know, James said that in different words, but it says the same thing. In James chapter 1, verse 21 to 25, it says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow weaknesses, which really is, you know, all the stuff that, the junk that is in life. And receive with meekness the implanted word. You see, not according to your own idea, but you receive, be open to receive the word of God. And to want it to do it, even when, you know, your ideas are different. Which is able to save your soul. This is what has to happen. You see, our soul is the way we think. The way we act, the way we react, our emotions and everything else are involved there. You know, and this has to be, that's where the salvation, once you are born again, you know, your soul need to be changed, to be changed, and so that your feeling changes about things. And so this happens through this process, receiving the implanted word. And when we, see, our affection, our attachment and everything else a part of our soul. So, you know, these things change when we are open to the Word of God. It gives direction otherwise. And you say, well, this is the Word of God, doesn't say that. So, you know, this is something that is not good for me. Now, goes on there. But be doers of the Word and not hearers only. See, hearing the Word by itself doesn't do anything. You have to be doing it. This is saying the same thing that was saying in the other script Jesus said before. Okay. Not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For anyone who is a hearer of the world and not a doer is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. See, let's continue. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So the idea is simple. You see, you look at the Word, and the Word reflects what you should look like. Okay? And so you can see clearly, or hopefully, you know, as much as you can see. As clear as you can see. Some people can see more than others, so but wherever you see, you have to respond to. And when you go away, you are not reading anymore. You have to remember what you did to see it so that you can actually do it. Otherwise, that means you forgot. You see, we get so distracted by the things all around us when instead we have to remain focused on what we heard from the Word. Otherwise, says there, we are going to deceive ourselves. And deception is the fact that says, oh, I'm okay. Well, you are not okay if, you know, the outside doesn't look like the Word of God says that you look. Okay? So this natural face in the mirror and observe and forgets the kind of man he was. Applies to a woman too. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not forgetful either, but doer of the work, the one is blessed in what he does. See, the blessing comes by doing, not by hearing. You know, lots of people just go to church every Sunday and don't do anything with the things they learn. Well, you know, doing and nothing with the things you learn, you're going to be deceiving yourself. You're going to be callous to the Word. You're not going to have any faith. You know, you cannot have any faith to believe for anything because you don't have the basis for it. You don't have the experience. There are all this scripture, all these promises there that says that you should manifest and live a certain way and manifest certain thing, and you cannot experience those after a while. You don't believe anything anymore. This is the problem with much of Christianity. That's why I don't believe anything anymore, because they are not doing what the Word of God says. But if you start doing what the Word of God says, what happens? You see that God is a miraculous God, is a powerful God, is a God of the supernatural. It is promised a yea and amen for them to believe. Amen? Okay. So, that's the basis for our blessing. That's the basis for our be able to receive from God and be the way God told us to be. They expect us to be made in such a way that we can be the power that is there. You know, we are, says in Romans 8:37, more than conquerors through him in Christ, because he loves us. More than conquerors. See, our experience, the Christian experience, should be not a defeating experience, shouldn't be a loser experience, should be a super conqueror's person, a superman or superwoman. Sometime we may even fly. Not for now, but never know. I mean, no, the fact is, Phillips did. I mean, didn't fly, was even better, was transported. Piff! And was to another place. I mean, that seems to me even better than flying. You don't waste any time. You know, with the problem with today, with transportation, you know, you don't even pollute this place. That's okay. Sometimes you have to laugh too. Amen? All right. So we are more, you see, you can be victorious, no matter the way you feel about yourself. But the secret to be victorious is just what I finished saying. So you have to start being doer of the word. As you become a doer of the word, you will experience victory more and more. And that doesn't mean to be religious. It means simply that the word of God is real to you. And when God speaks to you, you're doing what it says. Now, amen. We are, you know, God has done everything that he needed to do for us about this. See, it's not that this, be strong in the Lord, not be strong in yourself. You see, the Old Testament problem was that they tried to do things on their own, they did things in their own strength because they weren't connected with God. See, you cannot win that way. I mean, Jesus had to come so that you can be connected with God and so that the power of the Holy Spirit is in you, dwells in you, and so is there to empower you. And this is what is going to manifest God's grace in you. That's the ability to overcome sin and to overcome weakness and to overcome everything that you need to overcome. And it's not because God just sprinkled over people, is because they appropriate that by faith. It's just not automatic. It's when we start believing, and we believe because we hear the word. If you don't know what God wants to give you, how can you believe? So you have to believe because you hear the word, then you apply. You see, you apply, you become a doer, you do what it says, you believe what it says, and so it's going to be manifest the power of God, and you are going to see that the power of God is in you actually to do it, because you don't depend on yourself, it depends on what he said and the way he said to do. And you go and you do it, and you get it. And you don't go around and say, see how clever I am. It's not that. It's not you. It's him living in you. And so there is nothing to boast about, but it is to be grateful and humble. And that doesn't mean feeling, go around flagellating or seeing how little or useless you are. No. It means simply that you know that it's not you and it's what he has done. Okay, so he has done everything that he needed to be done. And let's read for Colossians chapter 1, in verse 12. If you have a book, you can go there in the Bible, but there says something powerful for us to appropriate and understand. Can you start, just before doing that, can you say, I'm more than a conqueror? You had to mean it. Okay, good. you have to really feel that way. See, I'm not a loser, I'm more than a conqueror. Okay, get into it. You know, the devil has to hear that you mean it. If you just dare timid, he pushes you around. Instead, you had the power to push him around. Amen. But you had to stir up the gift inside you. You had to stir up yourself. You had to take a position. You had to say, forget it. Buzz off. Amen. Okay. So, verse 12 of Colossians chapter 1 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Can you say, I'm qualified?
I am qualified.
This is past tense, as qualified as. That means that you today, if you are a believer, if you are a born-again believer, you are qualified. Qualified for what? Now let's see. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saint in the light. Praise the Lord. I mean, do you realize what that is? To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. You see, the light means, that you when there is light, you see. So, it's not just a fuzzy theological statement talking about, something up and there that you don't know and it's foggy. No, it's very specific here. He's saying exactly what this inheritance of the saints in the light is. He's explaining it after. You see, sometimes we get caught up into the terminology and we miss the point here. He says, that's what it is. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. So don't go around thinking that you are under bondage. You are only, you are delivered. Can you say, I'm delivered?
I'm delivered.
Okay. So, but that means that you are free not to be constrained or pushed around by the forces of darkness. You are also free to go along with them. Hello? You see, it's a choice that you make. Yes, you are free. You are delivered. But you can choose anything because you are free. You better choose the right thing. Because otherwise you go back into bondage. Are you following me? You see, our decision is not just something that we can do 10 years ago when we accepted Jesus and said the sinner's prayer. Walking in freedom means that every day we choose the right path instead of the left path. Okay? See, we have free will. I mean, if you want to go to hell, God let you go. He is not going to interfere with you. He's trying to reach you. He's trying to put things in your way so that you can understand. But he's not going to stop you. He has given you the ability to choose. And he has given you all the information to apply. Not to know about. Okay? So, yes, first things has delivered you from that. So you start having to think in those terms and start to choose about walking in that side of the street instead of the other. Okay, that's the number one thing. And it says, has conveyed us in the kingdom of the Son of His love. So conveyed, and it's just put inside or transferred into the kingdom of God. Today, you don't have to wait for the kingdom of God. If you are a born again believer, you are in the kingdom of God. Do you know what that means? This is where God reigns. This is where the power of God is. That's where, if you are part of the kingdom, that means you are a son of God. I mean, how can we be quiet? You should be there jumping on the seat. Well, I mean, it's true, isn't it? I mean, this is something beyond, you are not a normal person. The word says that we are not mere human. That's what the word says. But not just peculiar, I mean, we are not mere human. No, not just normal, we are Superman. Or Superwoman. Whatever. Wonder Woman, that's fine. That's the thing. You see, we have to start seeing ourselves, not in a stupid way, but in the real way, that we can actually, are actually more than conquerors. That we have no defeat. That we are no loser. No matter how many losses you experienced. See, because this is... it's past, and we can make mistakes and we can do things, but the fact is, you are a loser only when you have given up. Amen. You just hold on and you just keep going. Amen. So he has translated into the kingdom of his son. And how did he do that? It comes after. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. You see, that's the thing, that's the resolution of the problem. Okay, Jesus' blood cleansed us from our sins and we have forgiveness. So there is a relationship with God is free now. We are connected. And because of that, we have all those things that come before. So, well, you know, what about if I sin now? What if you sin? You know, if you are a born-again believer and if you sin, it's because you made a mistake. What do you mean I made a mistake? Well, evidently you have been tricked one way or another. Okay? But if you are born again, what should be in your heart is that you don't want to sin. Because if you want to sin, I question, you're being born again. That's right. See, she's approving. She isn't. The Spirit, children even understand these things. You know, that's a fact. That's a point. Okay, when we are born again, our heart is connected with God. We don't want to do anything that is displeasing to God. Now, we may end up doing it because we are tricked in, but we, you know, when we realize that, and when I, you know, we feel it. We feel bad about ourselves. We feel guilty even. And we should feel guilty. See, there is no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit, not those who go around sinning. All right? I mean, oh, you know, brother, you make me sin, you know, you put condemnation in you. Maybe if you feel it, there is a reason. You know, today is so crazy. The way things are expressed, you know, people think that they can do anything that they want, but they can't. You cannot keep your state, your condition, you walking in the kingdom and walk in darkness. See, there are two separate spaces. If you walk in the kingdom, you walk in the kingdom. If you start walking in darkness, you are moved out of the kingdom. You know, today there's much teaching on this stuff that is wrong. You know, talking about grace is a really bad thing and this complete heresy on this area, but I'm not going to go into that. It's no use to look at all the mistakes. We have to talk about the truth. Otherwise, you know, there are so many mistakes around in the world that you will be wasting all your time fixing up mistakes and you never deal with the truth. So I prefer to focus on the truth. So, we are delivered from the power of darkness. Number two, finish the time. No, we enter into the kingdom of God. So, we have to stop here. It's a good place to be, though, wouldn't you say? I mean, that's where we want to be, in the kingdom of God. This is what the world has been waiting for. We are getting closer to the coming back of Jesus. I'm convinced about that. And it's getting closer and closer. All the signs are there. I don't know when it's going to be because nobody knows, but I know that it's close. Closer than it was before. You say, well, it should be closer because some time has passed. But no, it's close. That's what I mean. Amen? Okay. So let's close in prayer and just open up to the Spirit, just learn to be a doer. Learn to, otherwise what happens, you get deceived and you get calloused. You don't become any more sensitive to the Spirit of God. And you are not healed, you are not made whole, you are not transformed. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's close in prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word. Lord, it is a light unto our path. It enables us to obtain the victory, to make us conquerors, to receive your blessings, to see the promises manifested in our life, to be delivered and to be empowered, to have victory, Lord, over our circumstances, and to have the strength and the joy of the Lord in our hearts. So we just thank you. And Lord, we open ourselves up to you, Lord. Speak to us empower us to know, understand, make the right decision, and have your wisdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.